I guess he wanted to go out on a high note. 3 days after winning the World Series, St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa announced his retirement. 67 years old, he managed for 33 years in the big leagues and won 3 World Series titles over the course of his career. Joining us now is George Vesey, sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times, and author of Stan Musial, An American Life. So, George, there's going to be all kinds of tributes to Tony La Russa as we go forward. Some of the biggest is the ways in which he revolutionized baseball. Do you think revolutionize is too big a term?
Oh, probably, but he certainly did. Well, he ruined everybody's health. He caused us to miss a lot of night's sleep by changing pitchers so often. The games just went longer and longer right. As he trudged out there to the mound. Yes, he moved his batting, but, you know, managers have done that. There's Casey Stengel moved people around, and he batted his pitcher seventh at times. I mean, things have been done, but La Russa just had such a grip on it. He is such a disciplined person, and he knew who he was, you know, in past tense, if I have to. But he certainly knew the game and what he was doing, and did it revolutionize it? It certainly seemed that way when he was in control.
And he never apologized for long games. I mean, he was very frequent. He was known for saying that he wanted to take the zero, that he didn't count down to one. He counted down to that very last pitch in the very last inning.
You play every inning. In fact, maybe there are some comparisons to the previous conversation about Gaddafi and La Russa going down in the zone. They both had interesting hair, first of all. But of course, this guy's end is by choice, and he goes out with a parade rather than the other way. So I guess there's a difference. But he certainly, in terms of, if you want to say dictatorship, I mean, he was a dictator of the game in a positive sense that he didn't. And the other night, I watched him go around with this sort of liberated air, and I had the feeling that this was a guy who saw the end and was enjoying himself. But somebody, I mean, I think it was me, asked a question about control of an inning, why he managed a certain way in a certain inning. And he said, each inning is important. You know, he wasn't looking at the long run. He just wanted to get out of that inning, as you say, with the zero.
Right. George Vesey, quickly, better in the American League or in the National League, Tony La Russa?
Well, he started in the American League, and he had all that stuff down with the night hitter and all that, the double cleanup and all that. But he certainly adjusted to the good old the baseball that I what I call real baseball, which is having the pitcher bat and all the double switches and moving in. I mean, look at all the infielders he had. You couldn't figure out where they played.
Well, he's going out after winning a World Series, which to some extent ensures that he's going to go out with a great opinion, and people are more likely to remember that than the role he may have played in the use of steroids in the game.
There is that. He watched two of his greatest hitters get bigger and hit more home runs. There were certainly and other players around. What did he know and when did he know it? There's no proof, but it's certainly they overlap, let's put it that way.
But we do have proof of 3 World Series titles.
You got that. And going out, and 33 years of managing, is it over for him? Somebody told me that he'd love to manage the Yankees someday. The man's only 67, and he's got the blackest hair I've ever seen.
And future Hall of Famer, I think. Probably?
I would think so. I think if you manage 33 years and win 3 World Series, that's Hall of Fame.
George Vesey, sports columnist for The New York Times, author of Stan Musial, An American Life. He's talking about the retirement of St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa after 67,
and
33 years in the game at 67 years old.
The only sports writer with guts enough to compare La Russa to Gaddafi.
Thanks, George.
The worldview. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.